Coaches versus Cancer will be next week, Scott.
Yes, sir.
Foursomes this time through. What does it mean to everybody just to have it return? Get the tournament back.
It means everything. It's huge. Eden Gilligan from the ACS office told us a stat that we couldn't believe, that the pandemic set back cancer research by 10 years.
Yeah.
So to be able to get back out there, and numbers are good, actually, Steve. It is a little different this year, like you mentioned, with the foursomes. We're not doing quite as much stuff. We're not going to do the awards dinner Friday night to try to, you know, kind of pull it back a little bit, given the scenario, the situation we're in. But numbers are good, and we're just thrilled to see everybody again and thrilled to be able to write a check to the ACS here at the end of the year.
And Micah Shrewsbury joins us. Coach, first of all, A, great to have you with us. B, this is personal for you too, isn't it?
Thanks for having me today. And the one thing is, it is really personal, and I'm excited to help in any way possible. And, for myself, my wife, our family, cancer has affected us, and this is a way, and coming here to Penn State, knowing that the CVC puts on this great event to help raise money, raise awareness, for us to be a part of it is really a big deal for our entire family.
Coach, also, you've had to meet a lot of people in a short period of time, and that means also meeting the CVC group. So in this short period of time, how have they impressed you by the organization and how they go about their business?
Well, you look at it right away, and you're like, man, this is a well-run group, a well-run event. And then you look at the amount of years that what CVC Penn State has been able to do and what this has done for our community, but communities throughout Pennsylvania, and raising awareness. And so there's a lot that goes into it. Now, that's what people behind the scenes, or people that just come to the event, probably don't know. People probably don't recognize is the year-round work that goes into this event, the year-round work that goes into every event, that people are volunteering to do this, volunteering their time. But because it is such, it's a great event and it's helping a lot of people, it's something that you should want to do it. And it just shows the heart of especially the committee. We can do our part, right?
It's
not just the committee. It's everybody, and everybody can help in their own way. And that's, a big part of coming and joining us, donating, whatever it may be. Help join the fight.
And for Scott and the committee along the way, what has it meant? I mean, look, it goes from Bruce Parker to Jerry Dunn, to Ed DeCellis, to Pat Chambers, and now Micah Shrewsbury. What has it meant that Mike has been able to take the baton like the other coaches, and what does it mean to the committee to have that kind of commitment from your head coach?
Well, sure. This was the second transition I've been through. Yeah. I was there for DeCellis to Chambers, and you're always a little apprehensive. You're going to get somebody that comes in and truly believes in this and support it. Mm-hmm. You don't know.
Right.
So when we met Micah, we were just thrilled, and ever since we've been able to chat with him and figure out kind of how's this going to work best for everybody, right? How do we get stuff done? And it starts with his willingness to work with us. It starts with our executive team. I got to say, Wendy Pelkey, really, she's the ringleader. She's the one that drives this bus, and I'm not scared to say that. She does so much work behind the scenes that she deserves to be recognized for it. The golf tournament would not be what it is without her the last few years, actually last 10, 20, or however long it's been she's been on the committee. So we're thrilled to be back, and we're ready for a good event next week.
Are there any openings at this hour?
We'll take you up until the 11th hour. We might not be able to get you a sign made on the tee box, but we'll take you. We'll find a spot for you.
Okay. And how can they do that?
Easiest way is cvcpennstate.org. It's a one-stop shop. You can go there. You can learn about all the events we do year-long. You can learn about how you can get involved in the golf tournament from a volunteer standpoint, become a sponsor, golf. Get a foursome together and golf. Normally we have a captain or a celebrity with you, but this year obviously it's a little different, so you get to pick your own foursome and enjoy the day.
Coach, 4,031 points from transfers coming in. That is number two in the nation in terms of transfers that were brought in to play basketball at an institution, this of course being Penn State. When you were out looking for transfers, what was important about the fit? What were you looking fit-wise that fit Penn State, fit what you had in your program, and fit you?
You know, I think when you start asking the question, I think where is winning on their priority list?
Yep.
And that has to be near the top for the guys that we brought in. They needed to fit with the guys that we had returning, you know, to have John Hare, to have a Miles Dredd, Seth Lundy, Sam Sessoms. Like, we needed fits with those guys, that everything aligned in terms of, like I said, winning needs to be near the top. Coming here and continuing the culture that's been started in terms of how hard these guys are going to play. And yeah, that kind of precedent is set. Now adding guys that can really feed off of that and feed into that and continue the rise of what we want to do in this program. So I think we found that fit. Mm-hmm. I think we brought in really good guys. I hope we can get 4,000 points out of them this season.
Well, I'll be saying good a lot. It's good all over the place. That'd be great. Your players can be your best recruiters. For you, how important was it that you, John Harris said something to you about it? Miles Dredd said something. Sam said something. Seth said something. How important were they in your process of the people you brought in?
It was really important. I wanted their input. Like, yeah. Those guys stayed because they love Penn State.
Yeah.
They've given a lot to this program. They've given a lot to this community. And now, you know, I want to hear their opinion on the guys that are coming in.
Right.
And they were willing to help. They were willing to reach out to guys and talk to players and give them their experience and what their experience was like. And that was big in us selling to recruits. And they were a huge part of that. So they're invested. They're really invested in – you know, the guys that have come in have really joined that with them, that investment, and knowing that, you know, each year is different, right? You get one opportunity right. with one team, and we get one crack at it with this group, and we're all in, you know, we're all in together, and we're all going in the same direction.
Yeah, I tell people that all the time. Every team takes on its own personality. They all do, because you'll lose some people, you'll gain some people. It's a different locker room at that particular time. The practices I watched, a lot of teaching took place. Do you feel like the summer workouts laid a foundation so you can now get a running start for your preseason?
I think it did. You know, I wanted to really emphasize some things. We did a lot of work defensively just because everything's new. Like, even though these guys have a lot of experience, like, you know, one of the things, we're probably one of the oldest teams in the country, or will be this year based on experience. They've never played for me. They've never played with each other. The rules that, you know, I may have defensively could be different than what they've done. So we tried to lay the groundwork, put in the base of what we want to do, and then grow from there. And then we'll get right back to it, you know, once school starts up, and we'll start, you know, continuing to add more to that base. But these 8 weeks were great in terms of getting to know each other, getting to know our system, those guys getting to know me, and us building a great foundation together.
What kind of foundation was laid then on the recruiting trail for the future of Penn State basketball?
It was a big part of it. You know, from day one of us getting here, we really locked in and zeroed in on who was going to be a priority person for us, who was going to be a priority recruit for us based on, like I said, I say fit a lot, but that's a big part of it. You know, the one thing that we're not going to do is we're not trying to accumulate talent, right? If you just accumulate talent, then sometimes it doesn't fit together and it doesn't work. And that's, you know, you've seen that in the greatest programs, right? Okay. You know, Kentucky doesn't have the greatest fit, and then they don't make the NCAA tournament.
Exactly.
Right? Duke doesn't have the greatest fit. They don't make the NCAA tournament.
Right.
So it has to fit. Who you recruit has to fit. And, you know, from the outside view, if people see, hey, you got a five-star here, you got a two-star here, like, why don't you just get another five-star? Well, that guy may not fit with the other. But we have a specific plan in place for who we're going after and who we want to get and how those guys fit on a roster, on a team, and how they fit at Penn State.
It sounds so easy. We just get another five-star. Yeah. Sure, we'll go over here. They're just like five of them standing right
trees,
there. Yeah, it's all over the place. I have to ask you a business question.
Sure.
The Spikes drew 92,477
yes, sir.
This summer, nearly 3,000 a game, and around a little bit more than 4,000 a game after July 1st.
Yes.
I've talked about foundation with Micah about basketball. What kind of foundation was laid in the return of Spikes baseball with the new MLB Draft League?
Well, you pointed out a good benchmark there, the July 4th game. Yeah. No pun intended, I think it lit a spark for the rest of the season for us, because I looked at the numbers from the 2019 season for the same amount of games compared to this year. We actually outperformed pre-pandemic, and that's with extremely little hospitality and group sales involved, because so many folks are just gun-shy about committing to group gatherings right now. But the foundation has been laid. We're already hard at work for next year. We did kind of dust off the cubicles in the war room a little bit and maybe ran the vacuum for the first time in a few months. But we're thrilled. We're back at it. We're going to be able to do more of the traditional Spikes promotions that we couldn't quite do this year. Meet and greets, celebrity appearances, bobbleheads. You know, by the time bobbleheads came to be, came for it to make sense, there was no way to get a bobblehead designed and made in time for the timing of our season. So we're thrilled to be back at it. The league is great. It's got Major League Baseball in its name. It's got MLB backing. I was on a call with folks the other day. We're literally communicating with folks from MLB on a weekly basis. How can we make the league better? What does next year look like? What does the next 4 or 5 years look like? And there's a lot of good things being discussed. And I think the future is bright for the ballpark as well, and the future is bright for the organization. So we're pumped to continue on with Spikes Baseball.
Back to Coaches versus Cancer for a moment. The Coaches versus Cancer events take place all year,
as
we have discussed many times, including like the reverse drawing, things like that.
Yep.
What's the plan right now after the golf tournament? What does return initially for a Coaches versus Cancer event?
Well, stay tuned for a reverse card drawing this year.
Okay.
It may look a little different. I was just talking with Dan Rawlis just the other day, actually this week, about it. So we're trying to get plans together. It may look and feel a little different given the scenario. Maybe we give away a different big prize that's not quite a four- wheeled vehicle, but we're thrilled. And then we got the 5K in the fall. We got Real Men Wear Pink in the fall.
Right.
We got CVC Day at a basketball game coming up. So there's lots to do. And you asked earlier at cvcpennstate.org. That's where you can go to find everything out.
CVC
Penn State.
PennState.org. Perfect. And and believe me, they'll fit your foursome in.
We'll find you. Find a spot for
you. They'll fit a foursome in. If you want to put an ad up someplace,
we'll find a spot.
A spot for you. Finally, Coach, how does it feel now after all this time to be a part of this community, which includes a Coaches versus Cancer, which includes Penn State basketball, which includes students returning to campus? And by the way, I'm not going to say where, but a new homeowner as well in the area. But how does it feel to be a part of this community now?
That it's the kind of realization of everything kind of starts to set in.
Yeah.
And you know, I've been working feverishly for a long time without a family here, without people on campus and everything. But now the feel, students are moving back to campus.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Our event, you know, the CVC event is coming in a hurry, and you get a chance to get out and see people playing golf and enjoying each other and you know, having a reception and everything that goes with it. There's a soccer game tonight on campus. So events are starting. I've been going to, I've popped into a couple student open houses at different elementary schools and the high school. So I love it. I love it. I want to be a big part of this community. And now it feels, like I said, reality starting to set in that the opportunity is here. Really start and kind of engulf ourselves as a family into everything that's going on.
Circle November 10th, by the way. That is the opener against Youngstown State at the Bryce Jordan Center. I don't know why I know that.
We got a long time until November 10th.
You better hope so. It's what, 86 days?
be here before.
That's okay. I got a football game for that.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
But and Coaches Versus Cancer will be next Friday. We will be live at the Penn State golf courses, probably at the 14th tee, watching balls go into the water.
Watch yourself. Yeah.
Oh, you're like, but let's not pretend I haven't put one in there this summer or 20. Like, why did I hit it like that? Gentlemen, thank you so much. Appreciate both of you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, thank you.